Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Imogen Ragone, who's an Alexander Technique teacher and website designer in Wilmington, Delaware. And we're going to talk about the Up With Gravity process. I'll put a link to the website that describes it. And in particular, we're going to talk about how she's used it herself with walking, and how her students have used it in walking as well. Imogen, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm very glad to be here, Robert.
So I don't think we need to define exactly the Up With Gravity process. I think it's pretty clearly outlined on the website. I think what we'd be interested in focusing on is how you've actually used it and how long it took you to be able to use it effectively, that sort of thing. What's been your experience with it?
Well, I mean, how long it took me to, I mean, I feel like within even a few minutes of being introduced to it, it was helpful to me.
It is pretty instant, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and of course, as an Alexander Technique teacher, I'm used to thinking and directing myself. So maybe you could argue I was kind of a bit familiar with sort of how to do it. But my experience also bringing it to students, it's a really accessible process that they can usually get quite quickly.
Yeah, I've found the same thing with my students. The one thing that sometimes is a bit of a question mark in their minds when I would have them locate their center of gravity and use an appropriate image to access it, and I'll say, well, just move that image, the arrow or whatever it is. Sometimes they really have a hard time wrapping their mind around that concept, and it just takes a little nudging to get them to do it. But basically, yeah, it's a really, really simple process to learn.
Yeah, and I think
people,
a little pitfall that you, or a little trap maybe that you can get into, I've found, is that sometimes people almost let the image of the line or the arrow get a little ahead of them.
Mm-hmm. They push it forward
So
that happens occasionally, but more often I found that people just, they're kind of amazed at the very idea of moving this imaginary thing, and it just takes a little nudging to get them to that. And I've also found that with my students, many of them have, with my encouragement, shown it to friends. And for the most part, their friends can get it too.
Yeah, I think I've not had too many report back, but I'm sure one or two have exactly said, like, shown their husband or, you know, whoever, and it seemed helpful too. So, yeah, absolutely.
Right. So specifically with regard to walking, now I know that you, like myself, are an avid walker.
I do.
You do a lot of it.
I love to walk outside every day.
Yes, me too. And how do you use it as you walk? And what difference has it made in your walking?
Well, I mean, I basically use it the way it's described on your website. I think about a line or lines or some way of visualizing that place. And
that place being your center of gravity.
The center of gravity. Mm-hmm. And I kind of direct that place to move rather than thinking about walking itself. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, it seems to me that the walking just happens and I move in a very holistic way.
And you can sense a little
And I
more
can
lightness and smoothness in your
exactly,
walking.
I can sense that. There's not maybe one part getting a little ahead of me or a little bit dragged behind. It feels more like I have a sense everything's moving together appropriately.
And I know we did an earlier interview about your experience using the center on a windy day.
Oh, to me, it's absolutely invaluable on a windy day. I mean, as an Alexander teacher, there are lots of other ways I can think about movement that are also helpful with walking, and this is one very simple way. But on a windy day, the center of gravity seems to me my absolute go-to immediate thing, because, and in fact, it seems because if I'm aware of there and I'm moving from there, I have not only am I moving in a holistic, kind of less tense, more natural way, I'm also somehow more sturdy. And the wind is not going to be as much of a, it's not going to be pushing me around as much. And it was quite stark. The contrast was quite dramatic to me, when I was using that awareness and directing myself using my center of gravity and not. And you've got that lovely little kind of experiment people can do with a partner where they, just push each on the shoulder, thinking of the center of gravity, which sort of demonstrates this exact principle.
Just being aware of where your center of gravity is makes a huge difference, even without all the added things that I've added to it. And I know you've taught at least one class with your students on walking, and I assumed you used center of gravity for that.
Sure. I mean, I've taught one class that was specifically, it was a workshop dedicated to walking, and this was actually a while ago. But I teach a weekly group class, and we walk at least for a few minutes or a minute or two in every single class. And some classes might be more devoted to that particular movement. We look at all sorts of, everyday normal movements and some maybe not so normal ones. But and in a group setting as well, I find it especially helpful as a teacher to have something that will immediately help virtually everyone, without me kind of having to do individual work so much, or hands-on work with the Alexander technique.
And it's also a really good activity in a group situation to get feedback from people about what they see with others walking.
Absolutely, all of it, and reporting back to the, because this is an ongoing group, and so again, I usually introduce it in the first class, and it's something they can immediately take home and play with and use. And, typically, some people will forget all about it, but typically one or two of them will come back and tell me how helpful it was. So, just thinking about their center of gravity as they move around, as they walk, from the car to the store or to work.
And I think just a little shout out to Alexander teachers who are listening to this. I think walking is an activity for any teacher who is doing things beyond, say, just classic chair work and monkey and lunge and table work, who actually does work with their students in activities. I think walking is probably one of the first things most teachers would use as an activity. And this can certainly, I don't let a student get out of a lesson without doing some walking.
In fact, everything I just said about in the first group class, you could kind of read that for in a first private lesson as well. So, yeah.
Exactly. So if you want an extra tool to use in working with people and walking, this has the huge advantage of being really easy for most people, say compared to using Alexander directions, which have which of course are very powerful, but are a little tricky to implement for people at first sometimes, just
Sure.
because of the pitfalls of directions. And so it's something that I think Alexander teachers would find very helpful in their own teaching.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it, ties in beautifully with the Alexander technique.
It does. And
Yeah.
in fact, that leads me to I've been thinking a lot about the relationship between up with gravity and directions. And I think here's my sort of current take on it, but I'd be interested in yours as well. First of all, I think up with gravity is sort of immediately useful and powerful. I would judge it to be, say 90 or 95% accurate, and in the sense that you are asking someone the lifting part of it, lifting your center, you are asking someone to do some work for that part of up with gravity work, and their idea of up may be a little off, and so you may get a slight inaccuracy, but you get a huge improvement for the better. And I think when you combine the up with gravity with directions, the directions kind of take care of that last 5% of accuracy, so to speak. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
That's one way I'm thinking about it these
that
days.
makes perfect sense. And especially with students who I work with that lifting part of it, which,
Yes.
isn't introduced right away, and for a few people I don't even include that part.
Right,
But
right.
definitely I think Alexander directions as part of that makes that much more helpful and successful.
But if you have a student who is not terribly sensitive to the effects of directing, even though you, the teacher, may see them, up with gravity is a nice process to go through with them, because it's almost, I've never actually had a student who couldn't sense a difference when they used the up with gravity process, especially when they were doing the lifting part, if that was part of the lesson. And so you can give them something they can work on their own, where they get feedback that tells them it's useful, and then of course you can bring the directions to bear when it's appropriate.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice tool to have. I had a student
Absolutely.
actually just recently who could made really nice changes with directions and with guidance, but was totally unable to sense them. And that happens sometimes. That would have happened with me when I first started taking lessons. And I think having a tool you can give them
That's maybe got a bit more substance somehow.
it's something they can do. They can sense a change. Other people can immediately spot it if they want to show it to someone else. And I think it gives them, because there are students who don't continue lessons because they don't really sense any change. Not many, but there are some. And this is a great tool to help with that. Is there anything else that you'd want to say to our audience about walking and the up with gravity process?
Well, just to me, out of almost any activity you can do to apply up with gravity to, walking seems the most somehow appropriate and easiest to apply. It just seems like a very natural fit.
Absolutely. You
Yeah.
have that rhythmic quality to walking that gives you a nice feedback. And of course, variations on walking, say climbing stairs or going downstairs,
Yeah, very useful and
or
more uphill or downhill,
uphill or
yeah.
downhill, or running or jogging. It's certainly useful for very obviously useful for those as well. And of course, I suppose you could include plain old standing. That, I mean, that is kind of the first step in
And of
walking.
course, I would always do it, always introduce it with standing and then take it into movement, into
Exactly,
walking.
exactly. Well, I think this is a good place to end our talk. My guest has been Imogen Ragone, an Alexander Technique teacher, website designer who lives in Wilmington, Delaware. We'll put a link to her site by the interview, a link to the Up With Gravity site, which you can use to teach yourself pretty much everything there is about Up With Gravity. And we'll also put a link to a site that'll give you more information about the Alexander Technique and how to find a teacher in your area. Imogen, thanks so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for this process, and thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you.